Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's program, I speak with Knoxville Police Chief Aaron Fuller as we discuss firework laws in Knoxville and also activities on the 4th of July. I appreciate you taking time out with me today. 4th of July coming up. Obviously, fireworks, everyone loves them. I love them. But there are some things that you can and can't do. And let's just talk about kind of what people need to follow around this time of year.
First of all, Scott, thanks for coming in today and talking with me about this. I'm going to push back a little bit. Not everybody loves fireworks.
That's true.
Most people do. Fireworks has been a very hot topic in Iowa since they became legal. You know, we can sell fireworks here in town, but we can't shoot them off here in town. And it doesn't matter what day of the week it is, even on the 4th of July, fireworks inside city limits are illegal. It is like that in most cities in Iowa, simply because of the danger factor of catching fire, right? Or the injury that comes with that. You know, we get complaints all the time. We haven't had a whole lot this year about fireworks going off. You know, we just want to recommend that everybody think about their neighbors who may have to work early in the morning, their neighbors who have dogs, you know, neighbors who were a large veteran population here in Knoxville. So there's a lot of veterans who may have PTSD. You know, a lot of people don't enjoy fireworks when they're not expecting them for a lot of different reasons. You know, of course, like I named first, the risk of injury and the risk of fire burning down someone's home. You know, maybe a neighbor, maybe your own home. That's why you cannot shoot off fireworks in the city of Knoxville.
Again, it's an interesting time of year. I'm someone that I have a love-hate relationship with fireworks, so sure. Sometimes I love them, sometimes I don't, but I definitely see where that's at, and definitely the safety aspect of it, because really, you look at some of them, it's unknown. You think you know where they're going to go, but you really don't.
Oh, yeah. I grew up near the Missouri line, right? So I've had my fair share of lighting off fireworks, and you're right, they can be dangerous, and most people are safe with them. I'm not necessarily worried about most people getting injured using them or setting their neighbor's house on fire, but whenever they're in the hands of children, you know, maybe somebody who is not that well versed in setting off fireworks, it can be an issue. Nonetheless, the state left it up to each municipality, each county, to make the rules. City council has set the rules, and we have to enforce them.
Well, not only with the 4th of July with fireworks, but plenty of activities. Let's talk about the 5K run walk.
Yeah, so the 4th of July is, we're trying to make it a big deal here in Knoxville. Over the past 5 years, since Thrive's inception, you know, we've worked with them to essentially start out the 4th of July right? So get in a little exercise, whether you're running, whether you're walking. The 5K starts here at the Knoxville Police Department at 8 a.m. It'll actually go south on South 5th Street to the trail this year, and then there will be an out and back course. So you're going to take the trail to the west, to Streeter Street, where the trail kind of ends prior to going over the highway. You're going to turn around, and then you're going to come back and finish back here at the police department. So it's a good way to start out the 4th of July right, get a little exercise. That way you can, you know, eat or drink whatever it is that you want during the rest of the day. There's all kinds of events throughout the day. I recommend checking out the police department's Facebook page, the city of Knoxville's Facebook page, Thrive's Facebook page, and to get an update on those. I do know that there will be fireworks in town set off from the airport again this year, I believe, by a professional company that is slated for dusk on July 4th.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out with me today. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Scott.
Our thanks to Knoxville Police Chief Aaron Fuller for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.